Bolt-On Technologies Automotive Software Solutions. Auto repair shops that have Bolt-On Technologies software provide customer vehicle condition reports, including photos and text, real-time digital reports, multi-point inspections, estimates, and repair information at your fingertips. Info at boltontechnology.com.
Live from the Johns Refrigeration Media Center at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is 88.7 The Pulse, KPNG, Chandler, Phoenix, and KVIT, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Arizona. This is Wrench Nation. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now, 480-655-8870, with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Yes, this is Steve, that's Frank, that's Rosie. We are here on Wrench Nation. Good week, everyone.
What is happening, you maniacs out there?
So what is this? This is show what number what?
47,
I think. So technically it's been a year, but we got to wait until we get 52 shows to have the year.
I don't know what happened. I had like an Irish year. It was like, leap it was year. A year.
Leap
so
year.
You guys know, we are celebrating in theory 1 year.
Yes.
However, my year, your year, it seems, how does 47?
47 doesn't seem like a year.
I don't know.
Well, see, that's why we have the iPad though, right?
The metric system.
I don't know what it is.
We have an iPad.
From now on, if it wasn't the Russians, it was Trump. That's all I'm saying.
Just blame it all on him.
That's
here
it.
We go.
Well, we want to thank you guys every Wednesday right here. And gosh, our podcast listeners, Rosie, big round of applause for the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
You guys rock from like Detroit, California, Florida, all over.
Long Island.
Yeah. What? Say it again.
Long Island.
I have a joke
right,
where
I'm sorry,
that's used
it's
that
two
way.
Words.
Long Island.
Long Island.
That's it. That's it. So we really appreciate you guys. As we always say, man, this is our show. This is a community. Give us a review if you're checking us out on iTunes. If you got a show idea, man, get hooked up with us. Rosie, how was your week in the garage? Everything good over there?
We're slammed. You know, I got a great crew, and they're cranking it out this week. We're having a super busy week. The weather's turning perfect now.
Perfect weather. And this is why
this
we
is why
live
I moved here. Yes.
Wait. That's what I thought. When you say it's been busy, it's been slammed. I saw you on Facebook. You were chunking down some tequila. You were a little celebration action going on.
Yeah, I was away this week. I visited my son in California.
It was nice. Cali's always a great place to go. We got a ton of listeners out there. But Mr. Steve Gross, how was your week, brother?
Just busy as always, but like Rosie said, incredible weather, so it makes you feel better.
All right,
you know, when
guilty.
It's 52 degrees, 58 degrees, a little cold, but when it's 75, it's just perfect.
For the 1.5 listeners that we have in Saskatchewan, sorry, but this Southwest has been amazing.
Yeah,
weather's been awesome. I mean, we're a little goofy retarded because it's like 35 and then it gets 75 and you know we have some extremes, but I tell you what, today's show topic, people,
what is it?
Oh, right now there's a lot of scandals going on. If you look at the marches and the protests and people just upset, and so I figured why not cover the top scandals in the automotive industry.
Oh, I got a couple of good ones too.
Yeah
I got a good one.
There's been a lot of scandals. Some of us know of the national media.
I have scandal music.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
There you go.
So we are talking the top scandals.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love that. That's like old school right there. I love that.
It's old school.
And of course, if you have any car care questions, Rosie, Frank, and Mr. Steve Gross here. We do have some in-studio special guests. We're going to get to them here in a little bit. You guys always call 480-655-8870.
Or text.
And we got a cover. We're giving away an iPad. People, get excited.
So how do you win the iPad, Mr. Frank?
It's simple. We want to break the internet. I talked to my web guy and a couple people over at the GoDaddy Corporations.
Okay.
And I said, get ready because we're giving away an iPad.
It's going to blow up the internet.
All you need to do, ranchnation.tv. And what you said, Kardashians? What'd
no,
you
I
say?
Didn't. You know what? You know what? Somebody just emailed us and asked for the phone number. Again.
Oh, 480-655-8870.
Okay,
that's 480.
Sure that's right.
It's right behind you on the sign. 480-655-8870. Other side.
Hey, he can't turn his. this man's been drinking. He can't turn
there you
his
go.
Neck that
I don't
easy.
Touch
but yeah,
stuff.
So get onto the homepage of wrenchnation.tv. It's really simple, guys. We're a growing community, very interactive. Want your input, but get on there. And you have an opportunity sometime later part of February, We're going to be giving out that iPad. Who could not use an iPad, people? I think everyone should.
You, I could use one.
You have one.
I want my Cabela's gift card.
Oh,
I'm the last Arizonian.
We gave away a whole bunch of those. Wow.
I have yet to be in that store yet.
You don't look like a hunter.
No, not at all.
No.
I know nothing about horses.
Squirrels in Manhattan.
We bet on horses. We've never been around horses.
So, Rock On, a lot of news this week. You know, as we know that Trump has been blazing away, Rosie, just kind of sticking to his playbook about what he's going to do. And he's doing it. That's for sure.
I have no comment.
No comment. But we can't just ignore what that means to the car industry. There's some stuff going on out there.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of changes, especially if this 20% tax on parts and labor from Mexico, because that's going to...
How's that going to work, though?
Well, think about it. Most of the General Motors parts are made in Mexico. A lot of them are made. So if there's a 20% tax put on there, the price of cars are going to go up, meaning people are going to end up keeping their used cars longer.
Ah, so you're
which
saying...
Which could be good for our friends over here, our guests on the radio who...
Yeah, we're going to get to them here in a minute.
While. But yeah, there's going to be some good sides.
Well,
in
wait
one
a minute.
Part,
how is this good, man? It means that I may pay more money.
We're all going to pay more money.
I know, but dramatically more money?
They're talking 20% tariff.
That's huge.
So how many parts it can be. How many parts are in a car? 2,500, 3,000 different.
They all come from
parts.
Mexico?
The majority of the electronics and some engines are manufactured. Yeah. The Malibu engines.
Well, this is all about that whole America First. It began, you know, Trump did meet with the big three automakers. And, you know, not a lot of media coverage, but I really wonder behind the scenes what really went down. We're still kind of, we know Trump is Trump, a bankrupt and a billionaire and bankrupt billionaire. But how did he negotiate with the Detroit Big Three? Is this, I don't know, only time will tell. But you're right. They're talking thousands of parts to make a single car. The traditional boundaries between these countries that we buy from, I think they're all on high alert. And while we're on it, let's just talk about where are these cars coming from. The Buick Envision Compact SUV and Volvo S60 out of China. Interesting. Yeah. Turkey. Turkey's involved. Turkey makes some cars that we buy.
Yeah.
The Fiat Chrysler has been importing. I don't know if they... Well,
we built Toyotas in Atlanta.
Yeah,
we
build Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the euros, you know, there's a big currency exchange
There's so much more. We can't even fill our hour here with all this information. But it's just, we don't know what's going to happen yet. I think that the automotive industry, as well as others, we're in for a tumultuous ride over the next 4 years.
Well, I'll tell you what. My daughter, typically her and I, we do arts and crafts. I told her, honey, no more flowers. We got to make some... we got to make marching signs and banners because we got to find a march. We're just going to march. You got something you want to march about?
I need a couch for this one.
You need a couch. But anyway, Trump's doing blazing away. He's got all kinds of changes. We'll keep you guys posted. As of recent, meaning the last couple of days, nothing too juicy and final. However, I will tell you that federal government kind of quietly, the connected car, in other words, vehicle-to-vehicle communication, that legislation is starting to stick. The laws are starting to be formulated because now, wouldn't you like to know if I'm headed to Maricopa and you're in Maricopa, your car tells my car, hey, there's traffic, do this, like early on, and many other things. But vehicle-to-vehicle communication, that is coming.
Yeah, that would be great for if you have children who are driving. Hey, where are they now? Oh, I'm at my friend's house. I mean, really, they're driving to
Maricopa.
Do
you spy on your kids?
As much as possible.
You have a little GPS? Yeah. I don't know if you guys went through this, but like the minute my daughter turned 12 one day, my wife had this conversation. She says, honey, 12 was a different thing. When she turned driving age, she says, GPS. And I'm not going to monitor where my kid goes, but my wife was all for it.
Sure.
You know, speed, limit. I said, you're gonna shut her down? Like if she didn't make a car payment, you just shut her down like that? But there's a lot of interesting topics with technology and mainly with like texting.
That new Verizon Hum. I mean, that's a tool that you can use to – I mean, a product like that's been out for years where you can set the parameters and take that chip back out of the OBD2 connector and look how fast they were going.
I'm not for it.
Deceleration.
I think it's not safe.
I think it's a great tool because I can watch what my kid is doing and actually set it so there is a speed limit. I mean, right. It's bidirectional. I think there's a lot of safety in that.
Well, it's not safe to your vehicle. There's a minority. But remember, we talked about that dongle, Steve, and the insurance companies have access. I'm testing one on the truck. It's that whole connective issue. There's still no firewall in that thing. In other words, somebody could potentially get in your system. They've proven that with the Chrysler. Now, again, I'm not trying to – this is a minority of why, you know, connectable issues where people take over. You see a couple of YouTube videos. But I'm not for it unless they make it bulletproof where there's a structured firewall. When you're going to hook up a data link connector, the dongle, the ALDL, data link connector, and now insurance companies are monitoring and things like that, I'm not comfortable. We had a company in the garage down there in Chandler that approached us. It was reasonable, a lot of value. Steve, I could tell you when your battery would go out or on it, and I'd get a signal remotely to a dashboard.
Wow.
Which is awesome. Sure. Most of my people would love that. Or I could tell you, hey, don't stress the check engine light.
Well, how are you going to use that as a shop? You're going to call me and tell me my battery's going down?
Every morning, I get a thing says, this is the report. Because I'm monitoring your vehicle remotely. That's pretty cool.
For some people.
Check engine light comes on.
I think it's a great diagnostic tool. There's
right.
There's no
doubt. However, it's not. That port, you can violate that port. There's no firewall. And I'm going to blame it on the Russians. What happens if I hook if I hook up to your car and you love it, but 1 month, your car starts doing some goofy things.
Right.
Who are you going to call? Me?
Exactly.
And what am I going to say? I forgot to tell you.
I think I'm going to like it as much as it conveniences me, but when it inconveniences me, when I'm sitting there frustrated because something's going on in my day.
That's the story.
And all of a sudden I've opened the email and now something else is happening that's wrong and you found it before I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I should be grateful for that.
Well, some people don't want to know.
I should be grateful for that.
But I'm speaking for those that may want to know. They're proactive, right? You got customers, Rosie. You got folks coming in. Yeah, that check engine light's been on for 5 years. Leave me alone with it. Check engine light.
I got to do some shout outs.
Yeah, as we say every week, man, if you bought a new car, or actually if you're looking at a new car, get on to HersCertified.com. Kathy Droz, she's incredible. Author, journalist. She's got a book out. Do your homework, hercertified.com. And as always, say with carcare.org, man. If you, tax season's coming, you may buy a vehicle. You don't have the owner's manual, a nonprofit national, get on their website. They'll tell you about your maintenance schedules, and that's carcare.org. Go check them out, people.
All right, Ranch Nation continues next on 88.7 The Pulse, 480-655-8870. Talk or text. Also, Joe Rainbow on the phone. We'll talk to him when we come back.
Joey.
All right, we're back. Ranch Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse, 480-655-8870. Maybe there's something going wrong with your car, some noise it's making. You don't know what it is. We'll be glad to get Frank and Rosie on it right now for you.
Yeah, we're talking top scandals because it's a little scandalous in this environment. Top scandals with the car manufacturers.
And before we get into that, we're going to bring in Joey Rainbow.
Whoa, Daddy.
What's up, guys?
What do we got?
Frank, what's up, man?
Well, we got the Rainbow Report.
Stop. We got to give the man claps. Where's the claps? Where's the claps?
Are the claps not working for you?
No, it's broken.
Bring the love. And by the way, it's Long Island, okay, guys?
Long Island.
One word.
Let's get it right.
Wait a minute. Let me just get the Long Island right there. All right.
It's the Fred Flintstone.
I know. So tell us what's shaking and baking in the parts industry. Is Trump got you guys nervous with parts? What's going on? Here we go.
I'm not really all that nervous. You know, Factory Motor Parts specializes in top-line OE parts.
Nice.
A lot of that.
Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute. Stop. What is OE? What is that OE?
That's over easy, like eggs.
What is OE?
Rosie, help me out. Original equipment.
Original equipment.
All right.
The kind of parts that are manufactured by the company themselves. Not these white box things. A lot of AC Delco for GM. A lot of Motorcraft for Ford.
So what came from the factory is what I want in my car.
That is your best bet. And usually those things are the highest quality with the best steel. None of that Chinese stuff.
All right.
None of that stuff coming from
Mexico. All right, be careful. We got Hong Kong Greg listening. Don't be careful with the Chinese, man.
I'm not picking on Hong Kong Greg. All right, you know, well, I love him. I had his egg rolls this afternoon.
All right, well, listen, I got a question for you now.
Yes, sir.
Really,
what do you got?
Rosie wants to choke me. He doesn't want to hear anything about Trump. But I just want to know, because some people are nervous. We don't know what the truth is. Are we going to worry about how parts are made with this? What is this tariff? If we get 20%, 30%, how does that change things for the consumer? Is it going to be more money?
Honestly, Frank, I don't see it happening. I think this is going to kind of wash out and even out. A lot of the things that we do get from Mexico are either going to be offset by other charges going back in. I don't really see the American person paying more for a lot of the parts that are going to be coming in.
I got a picket sign. I'm ready to picket. I told my daughter, no more coloring in the book. We got to color the picket sign. I don't want 20% increase.
If we bring jobs back, I'll take it.
That's another one there. Yeah.
It may help to bring some jobs back, which is always good. This way people could do the work on the car that they need.
Right.
Rosie, I know you got a lot of things going on over there. We're selling a lot of different original equipment parts. We're selling a lot of belt tensioners. Rosie, why are people buying so many belt tensioners?
What's with that?
I got to tell you, I love his accent.
Well, wait, stop right there, because people are listening. First off, the belt is the belt, the engine belt, right?
The serpentine belt, the
now,
one belt.
Most people
the
have
engine.
A cracked belt, a stretch belt, a frayed belt. Why? Not many people know what a tensioner is. What do I need a tensioner for? What is this?
A tensioner is a spring-loaded device that keeps the proper tension, making sure the belt is correctly tight. Night over, years ago, you used to be able to adjust it with a pry bar and make it tight, and it was a mechanic's discretion of how tight it was. This is preset automatic spring-loaded device.
Sounds like my marriage. Keep it everything tense.
I'm sorry to hear that.
All right. Well, tell us more.
Joey
tell
can fix that. And what happens is over time, these springs adjust to certain loads. Like when you put your air conditioner on, you're going to see that tensioner move up and down. And just like any spring or any mechanical device, it wears out over time. So if you put a new belt on an old tensioner.
It's like an old shoelace in a brand new sneaker. It's not right. It's something not right with that.
So it's definitely, it's better to think systemic, meaning as one system.
It's too fancy. Stop it. Systemic. What you want to do the repair right.
Right. So change the belt. If your car has the mileage, let's say you have 100,000 or so on the car, which is easy out here.
All right.
Put on a belt, put on a tensioner, and then maybe a stationary idler pulley. Sometimes you need another pulley to make
it's
the
like
belt
a sewing
work.
Machine. It's going to spool the threads. We need some spooling.
And that is, if your original belt lasted 100,000 miles and you put on a new belt, chances are it'll only last 50,000.
All right, so we're talking tensioners, talking idlers. So if you're out there and you got a belt situation, make sure you ask your mechanic. Definitely 100,000 plus. 100,000 miles.
Change it.
Plus, you got to get that going on. So listen, it's great to hear. We're going to get some music for you, man. Rainbow.
I think we should do like somewhere over the rainbow.
No.
Oh, no, we gotta, how about the band Rainbow?
He'll never call in. He'll
you guys.
No.
The Rainbow Connection.
I don't know what he's doing.
Let's see, I like that.
It's not Joe Rainbow. It's Joey the Rainbow.
Joey the Rainbow, we appreciate you, brother. We're going to catch you soon in the future. Factory Motor Parts.
Thanks,
Joey Rainbow.
All right, fellas. Take care. Have a good day.
Can we cover real quick, because we're talking scandals.
Yes.
And it's already 20 minutes. We definitely need 2 hours, people. Lots of fun. Of course, your questions, 480-655-8870. Or as we're about to dive into top scandals, if we miss a scandal or you have a scandal, maybe it was in your backyard. Maybe you were trying to fix your car and it was scandalous. It's all about the scandals.
Yeah, you should get some Patti Smith and play some Scandal.
Yo, I was thinking about the Warrior. I love that. It's coming up.
All right, so everybody knows the Pinto was scandalous. For those of you older generation rock stars out there, the Pinto was a problem. You know, that was introduced in 1971. For all you youngsters, there were some design flaws, definitely, with the Pinto.
My brother had a Pinto.
Yeah. They made over 328,000 of these cars. But it had, actually, it was a fatal flaw. And what made it really fatal and why this is scandalous right now, when somebody knows that they're doing something that could harm or injure ahead of the time, that's what we had. I love Ford, but there's some, and it's not just Ford. We're going to cover a bunch. But Ford knew all along that there was a problem with that fuel filler neck. It could separate and puncture right through the fuel tank like a missile. I mean, a lot of the old stuff is like
Well, right. It got hit. You got hit in the rear. They exploded upon impact. That was the whole thing.
It was crazy. I had this vision.
Like a $10 part could have fixed that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And as we go, some of these scandals were really just a shame because a lot
Jeep
of
Jeep had the same one also, right?
Well, you know, it goes on. I think the manufacturers try really hard. Engineers aren't perfect. However, hang them if they knew ahead of time. Hang them is what I say. Dieselgate, Volkswagen, you knew you were cheating. Hang them. They arrested that one guy, by the way. Just one guy was arrested.
Yeah.
Volkswagen. He was the fall guy. I think he's still in jail, no bail, all that. So the Ford Pinto, a lot of you may be buying a car on Craigslist. You're probably not going to see a Ford Pinto unless it's got some modification. You know, it's a street rod or whatnot. But that was certainly high on the list. And the fact was, to make matters worse, there was a chilling memo in 73. It was leaked out to the media that outlined Ford's accounting department estimates about how many deaths to expect. This is sick stuff, man.
It's wow. The 70s.
Not that they just know. I know it's the 70s. We, you know, everything was crazy, right? Yeah. Gas. What is it? Carter?
I worked through the second oil embargo.
Yeah?
Late 70s.
Is it better than
I still have the sign, last car online for gas.
Was the second better than the first? Like,
it was a lot more fun.
It was all jack. You had the odd, even days. But
a lot more fun.
Yeah, so Ford, I mean, Ford Pinto is definitely high ranking. You guys out there listening, you probably heard about the Pinto, but may have not known about the accounting that actually planned on, okay, well, we can speculate these many deaths to cost this much. And it was literally, it wasn't an over-the-top fix like Takata currently.
Oh, that's
Takata is, you got to feel, well, I don't know. There was, I don't know if I could say we got a feel for Takata. It's a lot of pain for Takata, but there's a lot of, there were unsolved homicides. Mm-hmm. Woman drives in her car and next thing you know, accident, airbag, and she's cut to death. And police arrive, detectives, they do the thing. I'm not sure. It goes on the books, later attributed to Takata airbag. By the way, guys, NHTSA, N-H-T-S-A .gov. Get on there. You can certainly call Rosie at his place or call myself down at Desert Car Care. Call us with your VIN number. Please, people, find out. We had an Infiniti today that came in. Catalytic converters was almost positive was covered. It was like up to 80,000 mile.
Right.
And then had a recall for a timing chain. You get a lot of recalls.
Actually, we recently had one on a Volkswagen. A girl came in, and she needed an intake manifold running.
And your guys checked that.
And we were going to do the repair. We went on to, actually, there's a few professional sites, but recalls.gov, great site.
Okay, no spam. I don't want
no spam. No, recalls.gov is everything that's recalled, from home appliances.
Oh, okay.
Clothing, like baby clothing, all this kind of stuff.
There
was a secret
marriage.
Recall on this particular car. I called the dealer. They confirmed it. We made an appointment for the customer.
Yeah.
I called up the customer. She was expecting a $1,000 bill. They
you know, we're on the topic. We're talking about scandalous repairs. But, you know, Rosie says something really important. We try to give you guys some practicality of tips. We're not perfect. But one of the things, if you're shopping for a mechanic, one of the things you guys really need to understand is make sure that they check for technical service bulletins. A great garage, your local rock star mechanic, is going to check that. Because the worst thing you can do, or recall, I should say, right? Service bulletins and recalls. So service bulletins, guys, just means that you're going to have an updated design to a pattern flaw. Recalls, well, that's not shouldn't be out of your pocket. So what other scandals do we have up in this place? What
kind of scandals? I got a good one.
What do you got?
My dad in 1977 went to buy a Buick. He always bought General Motors.
Every guy had a Buick.
And, you know, he loved Buicks, and I opened up the hood when he got it just to look at it, and voila, it's an Oldsmobile motor.
Oh.
My father's like, why is there an Oldsmobile engine in Buick? And I tried to explain to him. 77 was the first year.
So what happened with these? What was the scandal?
Well, because General Motors didn't tell people that if you're buying a Buick, you may have a Chevy, you may have an Oldsmobile, you may have a Pontiac motor.
Early 80s, while we tried to chase that Nissan Datsun company that came around, was good on gas. Next thing you know, you got a Chevy Love with an Isuzu motor.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we were in bed with the Japanese.
And this has been going on since the 70s.
It has,
GM was the first.
Not that it was bad.
Right now, you drive a Saturn View, it's a Honda V6.
Yeah, there's all kinds of a myriad of syncopation of mechanical engineering. But, that was scandalous for your dad because he was a pure Buick.
Well, it was big in the 70s. I mean, people were really upset. They weren't protesting the streets, but at General Motors dealers, you went in to buy a Pontiac, you didn't want a Chevy engine in there. You wanted that Pontiac engine because those engines had certain characteristics and people like them. You know, I love the Oldsmobile engine. I think they made the finest GM engine of its time. Never burned oil, totally reliable. I would not want a Buick V8 in an Oldsmobile, and people are very upset about it.
I never thought of it that way, where like the culture of your belief in the brand, you feel betrayed.
Well, if you buy an Infiniti, you want a Yugo engine in there? I mean, it's...
Yeah. Don't mention Yugo. The show was going well. Why did you...
Well, that's a scandal right there.
I know it is. All right, last before we break, and we got special guests in studio, we can't forget one or the other, and it's not quite known. The Chevy Corvair, which was termed from the Corvette and the Bel Air. They mix it up. People were mixing drinks, and they were mixing car names. Corvette, Bel Air, the Corvair.
I could see the similarities.
Now, this Corvair was pretty slick because the Corvair was supposed to be out there trying to make things sporty. One of the problems, the first generation, was the rear end, the rear suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And in a turn, these wheels would just like come undone. One thing you don't want for a tire is what, people? If you can answer, tires need to, what do they need to do?
Stay on the car.
Yes, tires must kiss the road like your favorite French drink. Kiss the road is what a tire should do. Well, that's not what happened with these guys. The Corvair was a problem, man. So guess who came on the scene, who was responsible? Some folks would argue this and don't care for him, but Ralph Nader.
Yes, that was the car that
Oh, my goodness. Ralph Nader came on the scene, and he actually, if you look at the big picture, he had a unsafe at any speed was the report that was came out, and he did the study on it, and he proved that this Corvair was dangerous along with many similar cars. Like the 70s, put some metal together, put a big block.
Yeah, there was definitely some question. A Ford Maverick. I mean, that was another wonderful vehicle.
I swear, you know,
Chevy Vega.
Ford was like, it was like horses. Everything was horses, horsepower. Yeah. What about like Chrysler? Chrysler, let's get some old names. Chrysler,
oh my God, those
the Charger.
Mid-80s, the Chrysler LeBaron, the K car.
Well, no, forget, mid-80s was different. I think when mid-80s came around, Knight Rider, then the cars started talking to you. The door is ajar.
Yes.
That was, but anyway.
You could change the language on that, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the glove compartment was a
I
little,
never knew this. It's crazy. Yes. I just knew that one day the thing wasn't speaking right, and the guy said, can you diagnose? I said, no, man, put a radio station on, and that's it.
Make it louder.
The thing is open. You see it. It doesn't have to tell you it's open, but the Chevy Corvair was a problem. They actually did correct that. It was that first generation. But really what came out of that was sort of this movement. Ralph Nader is unsafe at any speed. Documentation, he presented that, and you know, cars started to evolve a little more safer. They actually corrected that Corvair and got the rear differential. Actually, it's kind of independent suspension is kind of where it went. So those tires,
rear engine air cooled car,
crazy.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. More Wrench Nation with our guests. Who are our guests today?
Well, Rosie, who's in the house?
Well, we got a couple of guys. Remember real quick, last week I talked about how a woman who went to go buy a used car somewhere, and we directed him to Optimum Auto Group, and this woman's life changed.
They came back
to me and said, you changed my life today, Rosie.
Wait a
minute,
I'm
bringing
hold on,
the two guys on the air that did that.
Sweet. No, man, we got to have like, I wanted to...
Life-changing music?
No, I was trying to life-changing music. Yeah, we look forward to talking to them. We're going to talk about secondary financing people, as well as continue the conversation about the scandals.
All right, that's all. More on Wrench Nation next on 88.7 The Pulse. Don't go anywhere.
Bolt-On Technologies, automotive software solutions. Auto repair shops that have Bolt-On Technologies software provide customer vehicle condition reports, including photos and text, real-time digital reports, multi-point inspections, estimates, and repair information at your fingertips. Info at boltontechnology.com.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Yes, we're back on Wrench Nation. Steve, Frank, and Rosie.
Yo.
Yeah, we're talking about all those scandalous situations. Who doesn't like a juicy scandal? Some of it is just blatantly ridiculous when you have a company that knows ahead of time. When accountants are calculating how many deaths That's straight up scandalous. But that's the history. We talked to Ford Pinto. Welcome back, peoples. 480-655-8870. Call or text. Hey, if you got a scandal that you want to bring up, or hey, we can squeeze in car tip question type things, got noises
sure.
and such. That's what we're here for. And so, Rosie, we got some guests in the studio. Tell us what we got cooking this
segment. I'll tell you, it kind of leans in towards scandalous things. And one of the things we talked about last week is a customer came in to me wanting a car repair. They went to one of these buy here, pay here places.
We got to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that because we have some experts on here. But what happened is she was going to go buy a car for $14,000, which
loaded.
The car only goes, it was a wrecked, it was a pre-wrecked Kia. It had a salvage title.
Loaded price, though.
Loaded price.
If that, she had, so $14,000 including finance?
That was with the financing
okay,
and everything.
Right.
But on a, she could have bought a brand new one for $99.95.
Well, that car, just to kind of remind everybody if they missed it, how much was the car root value? How much was that car worth?
Really? Probably around $6,000-$7,000.
All right.
But it was a salvage title, and they were charging her 22.9%, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
So I turned her on to Robert Cherney from Optimum Auto Group. And
let's introduce our guest formally.
We have Robert Cherney, and we have Paul Nichta from the Optimum Automotive Group located on Scottsdale Road over in Tempe.
welcome, guys.
And these
thanks
are,
for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, my
pleasure. We did have some inspiration, and I will tell you, we had some feedback. A couple of emails you guys can get on wrenchnation.tv if you want to communicate, or Twitter or Facebook. But I did have some really good kudos about that. It was a feel good. So that's why we have you guys here. And we figured we'd dive in some more because we got tax season. So, Rosie, tell us further about the Optimum Auto Group.
Well, like I said, what happened is we had this customer. We sent them over to Robert Cherney, explained in detail what they were up against, and he was able to get them a newer car. It was like a 2015 car, still with 6,000 miles of factory warranty.
It makes good sense. Robert, what did you, because you get these calls, some you can help, some you can't. What was the trigger that you knew that this car this lady was getting ready to buy was got to get out of it? What can you tell people? What's the warning sign? I'm buying a car. When do I stop over? What's the warning signs for that?
Well, there are many warning signs. If you're buying a new vehicle and it's a lower type vehicle, like a Kia Forte, I think what she was getting into.
Yeah, it was a low-end car.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
Now, hold on. You say low-end car. It means that this car, price points, you know, it's a Kia Forte. Price points are less expensive. Not bad. It doesn't mean it's a bad ride. But you're saying that folks can gouge that. They take advantage of that?
Oh, absolutely.
And how do they do that?
Well, they can get these vehicles at a low cost through the auctions. Some are salvaged, some are wrecked, and then rebuilt again. And you don't even see that sometimes in the Carfaxes.
Wow. And so you're telling me that these cars are wrecked. They're sort of, at this point, really, no, there's no laws in the book. They kind of almost wash a title. In other words, change the direction of a salvage. Tell us about salvage.
Well, what he's explaining is, there's three forms on the title. There's a box A, a box C, and a box B.
Okay.
And then there's branding for the title. So if a title's branded, it means something's going to stay with it forever. So some titles are branded with frame damage. Some titles are branded with salvage. What salvage is, essentially, is it's been paid for by an insurance company.
Gotcha. So the money, this car was in a wreck, or let's say airbags on a Forte went off, all of them.
Or
yeah.
It could have been a car that was stolen.
Stolen,
and recovered,
gotcha.
And the insurance company paid it off, and now they can't sell it as a clean title.
So the car is then recycled back in the marketplace, and you're saying where it gets funny is, do people try to change from salvage to make it a regular title?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't go that direction.
Okay.
But it's about disclosure.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of non-disclosure laws in this state. It's a caveat emptor state where it's buyer beware.
Wow.
You as the buyer have to ask the questions. They don't have to tell you as the seller what you're buying.
Right. So going back to this young lady who was getting ready to get into a bad deal, what did you guys do for her?
Well, the first thing we did is we sat down and we just listened to her.
Right.
I think that's 90% of, you know, dealing with customers is listening to their situation.
Mm-hmm.
So once we figured out what was going on with her, we determined that, you know, she thought that she had believed what the
sure.
place that she was at had told her.
Right.
She was there because she had to be.
Let me ask you, a lot of people listening, you know, they know some stuff. They get into a trouble with a lot of stuff because the internet's the Wild West still. I mean, there's some good stuff, but a lot of bad stuff. What can you tell a consumer? Do you believe that they should be checking their financial condition? A lot of people say, well, let me pull my credit report. Let's say my credit's not good. How do I? And this is really some folks are, they've, look, they have had bad stroke luck, right? Bad luck, maybe lost a job, and doesn't mean they're rotten. But if I've got weaker credit, how do I know that I'm going to get a fair deal?
You know, when it comes to a car, there's a lot of different things that come into play. Everybody seems to base credit on score.
Right.
And I have this saying when customers come in, I have 700s that we can't sell a car to, and I have 500s that leave in with 5% interest rates.
Interesting.
It's all about the whole situation, the structure of the deal, so to speak. The customer, their job time, their residence time, their down payment. Also, what car they're looking at.
Right. Right. So tax season's
great,
coming.
Great example, like Rosie's customer that came in.
Yeah.
She was looking at the wrong car initially.
Gotcha.
We got her into something late model.
To still meet her needs, right? She was still, you know, and that's the thing. I always say buy a car that meets your needs. Try not to, you know, go on a whim. If you have an urge and you want to buy a sports car, go rent one for a week. Get it out of your system. Because you're saying you got to really made up the type of car that you need and talk about the money to that car. Sometimes is it a bank thing where this car qualifies for a different?
Yeah, the banks rate all the cars differently based on risk.
See, people think it's insurance, but really banks also rate cars on risk.
Sure. Wow. You know, the later model, the Kias, the Focuses, the
you can go
the
on
economy
yeah.
Chevy models.
Sure.
They love them because right. people, what's the last thing that somebody's going to have to do with them? They're not going to have to repair them.
Right.
So are they going to repair the car or pay their car payment?
Ah, very good point. That makes a lot of sense. So the banks have sized it up. Of course, banks are brilliant. They know. I mean, they're in the money business. So what do you see that really frustrates you, you know, with the consumer that you couldn't save a day for? They did a few things that, man, I wish they wouldn't have done that. Because I could have helped them. In other words, maybe they bought something elsewhere. What would you tell me not to do before, you know, I see you?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of great dealers in town. I mean, we have hundreds of friends that are just, you know, in the same.
Right. There's good business out there. We want to. Yeah, there's good business.
But to be smart about your purchase.
Right.
You know, look at the vehicle. We offer a free Carfax to everybody. You know,
nice.
We're a Carfax certified dealership. It's advertised that we're a Carfax certified dealership. They come in, you know, if a dealer won't show you the Carfax, if a dealer won't let you think about it, if, you know, they won't let you take it to a mechanic.
Right. And that's another thing. I mean, we always talk about that. I'm sure you guys have no problem. Get your second opinion. So, Rosie, how did you meet these guys?
I met Rob Attorney. I do a lot of networking. We met, and one of my other customers purchased a car from him, and she's constantly raving about him. So,
hey, you know, network, have, referrals, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
And in my neighborhood, I don't have any good used car guys. You got to see the crap that comes into my store. So I said, you know what, let me go up to give him a call. And, you know, we spoke a few times, and we've sent him a bunch of people. Sent him another Long Islander today, actually.
Nice. So, well, I have another question before we get back into sort of the scandals. I guess, you know, financing of a car, used car buy here, that can be scandalous. We're going to get back to some of the top of history's car scandals. I have a question. So do you think if I'm buying a car and based upon my income, should my vehicle be locked out if I don't pay? Is that legal? I don't know anything. I've heard about it, but is that fair? Like I'm making weekly payments. Should a guy lock me out if I, a four day, I don't know what the law, 4 days,
well,
and my car doesn't start and it's gone?
There's no law on it. They're allowed, kind of like putting you on probation, so to speak, where they give you so many hours in the day to be able to go about and do your things, and they can contact and have emergency, you know, if you have to take your kid to the hospital, they'll
right. So it's not as bad. I mean, I've heard horror stories, but I mean,
and generally you hear the horror stories from somebody that's been in the situation. You don't hear the horror stories from the guy that
right.
paid the loan off that had the car on it and never activated it.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It's let's face it. If I kid with customers a lot about it, and I say, you know, if your situation, you know, you don't know me from anybody.
Right.
Would you lend me money?
Mm.
Now you're having somebody lend you several thousands of dollars. They need their protection. They need their protections on the money.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting business, and with tax season coming up. But I want to dive in. You guys, hang tight because we got more questions on the purchase of a vehicle, smart money, smart buy. Rosie, we've heard of the Firestone tires, and that cost Firestone a lot of money.
Oh, that was a long time.
It was a long time. Some deaths attributed to that. GM's ignition switch issue. You know, 124 people killed on that. Of course, we talked about Takata airbags. What about, I don't know if you guys remember listening, that Ford transmission. The Ford transmission.
Oh, God, yeah. I had a Maverick once that I'm adjusting the carburetor on. I had it firmly in park. There was no doubt. And as I'm leaning over the hood adjusting the carburetor, the car just went into reverse and drove down. And I was at a gas station repair shop at that time. And good thing it was one of those poles there. And I was able to jump in just before it hit and jam it into park.
Every wrench that's been around more than 25 years. I was going to say, were you like me when that happened to me and it sandwiched me between myself and the toolbox? I was like, did you say, you know what? I'm not sticking around in this mechanic automotive business.
No, now to this day, we got an old Ford. I still put it in neutral and bricks behind front and back.
Yeah,
of
it's
the
just
wheel.
A habit. Or if we're in the bays revving up idle, we're not standing in front of it. I mean,
no.
You know, we're on the side just in case. But so you guys know, you know, the NHTSA, right? National Highway Transportation Safety Administration announced after a 3-year investigation, it found those Ford automatic transmissions that were built between 66 and 1980. Long period, they had a defect where these vehicles could slip from park into reverse. And again, folks, manufacturers, engineers, they knew about it.
Well, they did come up with a fix, that wonderful decal that you got on your dashboard.
Well, hang on, right. So there's more to this story. This is incredible. And I guess it's not as bad, but you look at Volkswagen diesel, you're like, hey, did we learn our lesson? But Ford had on the books, it was discovered and investigated. How much was the fix? You guys want to guess what it would cost Ford to
fix that shifter gate? It was pennies.
It was pennies. 3 pennies, people.
It really was. It was
but
nothing.
Somewhere
it was
along
just...
the line, I think some of this had to do with, well, the fix is cheap, but we're going to defame our brand. We can't do this.
Well, they could have made an adjustment, just retool the shifter gate in the column to fix this. It was really not that complicated.
Right. Fatalities was 106.
Almost 107.
Yeah. I mean, there's various reports, but the fact was there were a lot of fatalities. They could have made a design change. And as you just touched upon, I don't know if this would have worked for me, but Ford really stood behind the fact that they believed people didn't know how to operate the shift lever. They thought for a while, for years, Steve, they said, nope, nothing wrong with this transmission.
I think there are a lot of people that don't know how to operate.
That's possible. And now, Rosie, you made a point off air. This is why we have the shift lock. We have the ignition shift lock. Mm-hmm. So that from this, I mean, if engineers.
That's why you have to step on the brake, too.
You step on the brake. But that 3 cents fix would have squared away that. But, you know, Ford ended up pretty much coming out. I thought it was condescending, guys. A sticker. Well,
make sure a car is in park.
Was that part of the recall? You come in and you get a sticker?
You got a sticker.
That was the recall.
And it cost
and
almost
sticker,
3 cents.
No, but the sticker said
it's labor.
And people would joke around. They put the sticker wherever, and people were not too happy with that. But the sticker, it was something like 25 million of these stickers. Mm-hmm. They would mount to the lowering steering wheel. You know, some people would, all right, I got to mount this. And it said,
I still have one on my toolbox.
It said, how to properly use shift selector, like you're operating a blender. Like if it would make you feel like you're ignorant, but that was definitely on the high list of scandals.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back more with Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse. 480-655-8870 is the number.
Wrench Nation Car Talk tonight on 88.7 The Pulse.
All right, Wrench Nation continues. Frank, Steve, and Rosie here.
Yeah, we're talking car scandals, Rosie.
What happened to Patti Smith?
Hey, I played it. Didn't you hear goodbye to you? You're too busy talking over there.
Yeah, so you better pay attention. This is very important.
You're on your phone, you're on your computer, you're talking, you know.
Yeah.
That's my wife tells me this.
Oh, real quick, because we always say that we almost need 2 hours and someday we'll get there. But we can't forget real quick, guys, we're talking car scandals. Audi had in the late 80s, they had that Audi 5000. Good-looking sporty sedan. It was hip. It was really key in establishing that Audi brand as a premium luxury brand. Unfortunately, the company was kind of given a sucker punch black eye because they had a problem with acceleration. The black eye came from a 60 Minutes expose, and that expose was trying to prove the point that these Audis were dangerous in acceleration. The car would jolt forward. But what viewers didn't see was that the car was modified. Terrible. This is scandalous. Mm-hmm. The car was modified by the folks at 60 Minutes, their crew, to make that move with an air compressor, forcing it into gear. No bueno. And that hurt Audi. That was scandalous.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, Volkswagen had a problem back in the same day, so Volkswagen and Audi were a problem. Volkswagen sat would start themselves. Remember the Scirocco?
Oh, the Volkswagen Scirocco,
the
yeah.
Water would leak down through the antenna mast, and it would short out the starter relay. Car would basically, you'd park it at night, it'd end up in your neighbor's driveway in the middle of the night.
That's
and
crazy.
And Volkswagen had some problems back then, Volkswagen.
Yeah,
Audi.
But it's just unfair. Unfair. There is some of that fake news existed way back when, but... we're kind of winding it down, and I just want to get website and one more time, please, gentlemen, you gave us a wonderful story about what you could do to help your gal over at the garage with financing, getting into the right car. Where can folks find you?
Our web address is OAGCARSAZ.
We'll get it on wrenchnation.tv, the friends section. We're in Scottsdale.
We're at 2650 North Scottsdale Road, so we're a mile south of McDowell and a mile north of the 202 freeway.
He's right over by DeFalco's Italian Deli.
Oh.
Now you know where it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, you know where all the food places are.
You know what? I'm going to eat my way through Arizona.
I was waiting for Steve. You just...
Well, I was promised some South Dakota sausage.
I really thought you were joking. Didn't know you actually liked it.
No, it was good.
North Dakota. You have to get the state right before I can give it to you.
He's going
to
say you're from Jersey.
Got to be representing.
Hey, people would kill for that.
Yeah, they are. All right. So there's
sausage.
Or we'd send a guy.
Good sausage.
Car scandals, Ford Pinto. The big deal is if you guys, I keep telling you, Rosie, you talk about this. Again, tax season's coming. If you're going to buy a used car... one thing that we'll cover in the future, we're not going to cover right now with the sort of the scandals, is that you got to remember when you're buying a car, make sure that there's no outstanding recalls. What's the law? Does the state of Arizona new car dealers or dealers in general have to perform a recall before they sell it?
Again, what it comes down to is about disclosure. When we pull a Carfax on every car before we buy it or we take the vehicle in on trade.
Right.
So we address the recalls that we can address. I mean, right now, like the Takata recall, it's a joke amongst car dealers because they're three years out from fixing.
Yeah. In fact, I thought this recall, they would help. I thought the aftermarket shops like ours, the manufacturer said, hey, we need help. This is what you know, but I think Takata just can't manufacture them enough.
Yeah. They can't get them there.
Yeah. They can't get, I mean, there's just massive.
There are some others. I drive a 2012 Ram. There's a recall on the airbag. They have not, I keep getting letters. They have not come up for a cure for it yet. And mine is not a Takata airbag. They're keeping it. They'll let us know when there is a cure for this.
Hmm. They'll let us know.
We'll let you know.
That's like a
Ziploc comes up with something.
Yeah, that's frustrating. No doubt about it. So there you have it. We appreciate you guys hanging with us. We're talking about all of those crazy scandals. There was some more things. We're just kind of running out of time. But if you've got some scandals you want to share with us, Wrench Nation Twitter, Wrench Nation Facebook, get on there. And, of course, if you have any car care questions, Rosie out of Friendly Auto Centers. You're out in Mesa, East Mesa. Give us cross streets.
Maine and Higley, wonderful place to be. We have all the Canadians and all the people.
All your snowbirds are in.
The snowbirds and all the Midwest.
All the leisure worldians.
Oh, that's yeah. It.
Don't forget to get on the homepage at wrenchnation.tv. We are giving an iPad. Get on there. We're going to give that away. You don't have to buy anything.
I want my Cabela's. Get on there and
you got some news on wheels?
Yeah, we
all
got
right,
some
here we
news
go.
On wheels.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
All right, what do you do, man? Some guy borrowed some guy's car, a BMW. He parked it in a car, parking lot, car garage kind of thing out there. And 6 months later, they still couldn't find the car. The guy couldn't find the vehicle. He borrowed it from his friend. So actually, the first 5 days, he was going bananas, right? Hey, I got to return this car to my friend. He couldn't find it. This car reappeared 6 months later. So if you're going to let somebody borrow a car, You better make sure they return it, because 6 months may be too long, Steve.
Seems like a long time to me.
Yes, sir.
I'd be a little bit upset.
Yeah, we want to. No doubt about it. Anyway, that's you can catch autoblog.com. Our friends over there to catch the video on that. And as we always say, man, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Give us a review. Give us some comments.
I would have called the police on that one.
Yeah, well, the police were called. The guy actually got a lot of the government agencies. Yeah. Help me, I lost my friend's car.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you guys tuning in. Get on to Wrench Nation to iTunes if you got a show topic. We'd love to hear from it. And Rosie.
You know, I'm going to tell you one other thing that these guys can do before we go. If you're not sure what your car is worth, give these guys over at Optimum Auto a call, because they can actually evaluate your car's price, and maybe they'll give you more than a dealer is.
We'll get them on wrenchnation.tv. Thank you guys for joining us in studio. And you guys rock. As I always say, be safe, hug each other, and always hug a mechanic.